All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love you send in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that you love us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross of the Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And we give you glory and we give you honor because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for your love, your compassion. And Lord, what can I say? You're God and beside you there is no other. We thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to be our comforter. And Lord, we're thankful. I'm thankful that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us. I thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today, that we have liberty and freedom in Christ Jesus. And Lord, let your will be done in our lives today. Lord, today, let this be today, Lord, that we yield and surrender our will to do your will, that we surrender our lives to you today. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending your mighty angels, your warring angels, to push back the forces of darkness over this region. We thank you for the strong men being bound in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong men of Leviathan and mind control and deception and witchcraft and divination. We come against you in the name of Yeshua, and the blood of Yeshua is against you. We cut and sever your cords and your ties, and we dismantle the enemy's kingdom brick by brick by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for liberating your people and setting them free in the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing being released, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for doing it. We thank you, Lord God, for those that need financial miracles. So many people, Father, are struggling. They need a breakthrough financially. Lord, let the money manifest. Send in the blessing, God. Give them favor. There are people that need new homes. God, put them in the home miraculously. God, we do ask that you do. Lord, there's inheritances that need to be released. Let the inheritance be released in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for granting healing. God, I thank you for granting healing. God, I thank you for healing diabetics, type 1, type 2. Thank you for healing hypertension, high blood pressure in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for healing arthritis of the knees, arthritis of the shoulder, arthritis in the back in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for healing every eating disorder. I thank you for setting people free from eating disorders in the name of Yeshua. I command that spirit to come up and come out of them, to leave now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. God, I thank you for doing miraculous things. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit resting in a great and a mighty way. Oh, God, I thank you. And I bless you and I praise you, Lord, because, Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Father, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good and His mercy endureth forever. I say God is great and His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. And God is good and God is great. And I'm just grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be on the airwaves with you to share the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say pray, get on your knees and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, you know, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. That's the charge that he's given me. He says, put it out there, put it out there, put it out there. So I put it out there. There are a lot of people that don't believe he's coming back. You know, they've gotten caught up in the spirit of the world. They've gotten caught up in the delusion. But he says, I'm going to come in a day and hour when you know not. We have to be diligent to be pursuing him, seeking a relationship with him, having a desire to know him as our Lord, as our Savior, as our Redeemer. You're going to hear me say it's about relationship with him. It's all about relationship. We can look and see what is taking place, what is going on in our society today. We need more of God, and we need revival. We need God to show up, and revival starts with every individual in the body of Christ. We need to become aware. God, we've missed it. Lord, we've allowed the enemy to deceive us, to take us down that broad way which is leading to destruction. You know, you hear me say this, and I want people to experience God. I want people to have a divine encounter with God. I want people to know God for themselves so that they're not deceived. Scripture tells us the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints. We've done a very, I can't say what I want to say because I'm on the radio. I'm on Christian radio. We've done a very, very poor job in equipping the body of Christ. We've not taught the body of Christ to be militant in our faith. We've not equipped them how to recognize when the enemy is coming. And the title of our, this series is The Temptation. It's a conflict. Is that we've not equipped people how to fight in the spiritual realm. We've not educated them about the spiritual battles and the things that are taking place in the spiritual realm. And then it spills over into the natural realm. You see, a lot of times when we're going through situations, we got to go to God in prayer. But see, and you've heard me say, these foxhole prayers, they're last-minute prayers because the pressures come. We have to get to the place that we're proactive by building a relationship with Christ on a daily basis. Prayer, praise, worship. If you start your day out with 10 to 15 minutes of prayer and praise and worship, reading the Word of God, your day is going to be okay. Now, the enemy's going to come at you. He's going to try to take away your peace. He's going to try to take away your joy. But ultimately, you're going to have a good day. And you've been equipped to where when you walk into the workplace, the marketplace, you know how to bind. You know how to take authority. And then if you yield to the Holy Spirit of God, the spiritual gift of discernment will begin to kick in. You'll begin to operate. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, all of those things will begin to happen to where you can have a good day. You can make it a good day. Why? Because you're a son and daughter of the Most High God. You have a relationship with God. The first thing you did was seek the kingdom of God. And that's what we got to do, saints. Build a relationship with him. Come to know him. Learn how to abide in his presence. Learn how to walk in his presence. Why? Because you are a son and daughter of the Most High God. Yes, we are. We left off in Exodus chapter 20 last week. And we've been talking the last couple of broadcasts how God revealed himself to the nation of Israel. And how God longs to reveal himself to you. You see, there are no boundaries between us and God now because of what Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, did on the cross at Calvary. Those boundaries were removed so every individual can have access to a holy God. Every believer can call to God, Father, I need you. Father, I need you to show up. God, I need to meet with you. Lord, I long to be with you. We have this ability as a result of what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. And God came down in Exodus chapter 20, and he spoke the Ten Commandments. He gave them the Ten Commandments personally. You've heard me say this over and over again. I'll say it again. They lived it. They didn't have to live by faith. In the body of Christ, we live by faith. We read the stories. We read the accounts. Did God really do that? They lived it. They lived through the plagues. They lived through the parting of the Red Sea. They saw him bring them out of bondage to bring them out of captivity. This was not an issue of whether can God actually do this. God said he was going to do it, and he did it. So when God decrees something, you've heard me say it's a wrap, it's going to happen. Now, a lot of times we get in the way through our rebellion, our disobedience. And God always has a plan B. We all can be replaced. That's what keeps me humble. I know I can be replaced. I know that there's preachers out there, they preaching their heart out. They preaching the full counsel of God's word, and they're out there. I'm not the only one. I would be foolish to think that. That's that Elijah thinking, oh God, I'm the only one. No, they're out there. They're few, but they're out there. And God spake all these words to them in Exodus 20, verse number 1, saints. God made a declaration. I am. I want you to understand, I am the Lord. Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time seeing in here. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house. He said, God says, I did it. I want you to be clearly understand, I am the one who delivered you. You shall have no other gods before me. He was making it plain because God already knew what they were going to do. He said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. God says, look, let me tell you something. This is one of my favorite terms that I use all the time. Let me tell you something. God said, don't get it twisted. I'm the one who delivered you. I'm the one who brought you out. I want your full and complete and total worship. I don't want you bowing down to no other gods. I want you, when you pray to me. You don't pray to no graven image. You don't pray to no statue. You don't bow down to it, because those things are nothing. Because I am the Holy One of Israel. I am God, and beside me there is no other. God says, I have no equal. And God was their God. Oh my gosh. After you have seen and experienced and heard God speak, go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 8. This shows, you know, when we started preaching a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the fall that took place in the garden and how God talked about it in Genesis chapter 6, particularly verse number 5, that the imagination of man's heart was continually evil. And how that when Adam and Eve sinned and rebelled, it introduced stubbornness, independence, rebellion, disobedience, all of the things, all of the stuff, the bad stuff that is happening in our world today, came as a result of an act of rebellion, an act of disobedience, and an act of independence. And here, after, now saints, if you've experienced God's goodness, this is why I don't see how people stop serving God. There ain't nothing out there in the world. You hear me? After experiencing God's goodness and God's faithfulness, why would you want to go back into the pit? And look at here at this account here. In 1 Samuel chapter 8. That's why we call this program Straight from His Word. Because I'm tying it all together. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, or Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons, oh, now look at this. Now we know that Samuel was a godly prophet. Samuel walked with God. The Bible says not one of his words fell to the ground. In other words, everything that Samuel spoke, it came to pass. Okay? And it says, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after money and took bribes and perverted judgment. So, you see, this deals with, this takes away the victim mentality and always excuse. You can have a godly example, a godly role model in your children because of the rebellion and the things in their hearts can choose not to serve God and walk with God. You can be a great parent, but your children could turn out to be hellions because that spirit of stubbornness, that generation spirit of stubbornness and rebellion and all that stuff, that's operating in them. And it says they didn't walk after him. And look what it says. And the people were looking and watching. And see, let me tell you this. People watch you. When you make a profession of faith and you're a believer in Christ, People watch you. They look at your work ethic. They see how you treat other people. They look and they watch you very carefully because they want to see if it's real or not. They want to see that. So recognize that you are representative of your Heavenly Father. They were not representing their Father well. And so the people said, you know what? Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said to him, behold, you are old and your sons walk not in thy judge ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. God has sanctified them. God has set them apart. And they said, we want to be like everybody else. We want to have a king. See, they took their eyes off of God. They were looking at Samuel's son's bad example. A lot of people say, well, there's a bunch of hypocrites in the church, so I ain't going to church. Yeah, the church is full of them. You might be one yourself. God help us. Scripture tells us to whom much given, much is required. The more God's presence and anointing on your life, the greater the responsibility. But they wanted to be like everybody else. Oh my gosh. After they had seen what God had done, saints. Make us a king to judge us. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in all they say unto you, for they have not rejected you, but they rejected me, that I should not reign on them. They did not want to be under God's authority. This was Satan's ploy to bring them out from under God's rule. You see, Satan, Lucifer, Haleo, which is his name, actual name in Hebrew, understands that God hates every form of idolatry. So he looks to set up idols to draw people's love and affection and attention away from God. That's why we have the sports stars and the celebrities and all of the things. Anything that can bring a breach, because he knows God is a jealous God and God is not going to tolerate it. And the Lord said, they've not rejected. And so Samuel took it personal. It's like, oh God. He said, no. They rejected me. They don't want me to rule over them. They want to be rebellious. They want to be independent. They want to be like these other nations. Because after everything I did, they said, we want a natural king. We want somebody we can see. God said, okay, I got you. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto you. Now therefore, listen to what they're saying, howbeit, yet protest and solemnly say unto them, show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. Now, I use this scripture, and I know I probably lost some listeners. I know I did. When I started talking about politics and how we have to be careful who we vote for. And I was explaining to the people of God that the political leaders that we vote for and their policies can impact our lifestyles and what is taking place. If you vote for the wrong people and put them in power, this is what your life is going to look like. Why? Because you voted for these people. And many of them do not have God's agenda, but it's Satan's agenda that they want to implement. So Satan can have free rule and free reign to destroy. But he said, I want you to explain to them, this is the manner of the king. And Samuel told all the words to the Lord, of the Lord unto the people that asked him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. Now let's be really super spiritual right now, please. I need you to be really spiritual. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariot, and be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariot, and he will appoint him captains over thousands. Oh man, it's hard to see in here. Over 50s, and set them to his ear to the ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed off of your vineyards. Oh, taxes! And give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in the day because of your king. Oh my God, gas prices, food prices. I'll be quiet. Let me stop. I'm just bringing it into modern day and modern times. Okay, saints, let's just be real. We grown, right? So you're going to cry out, which you have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Yeah, we got to get quiet on that for a minute. See, when you have a biblical worldview, you understand this precept. You understand this concept. God was their king. God was sovereign. God was their ruler. God was their deliverer. But say, no, we want to be like everybody else. And I'm going to just come out and tell it. The government that we have right now, they want to be like everybody else. They want to be like Europe because they want to be a part of the one world government that's going to usher in the Antichrist. So they're trying to do everything they can to make the United States, which is a power player, which has been a protector over Israel, why God has blessed us so much, to blend in to become one of them. So we have rejected God's standards. That started when we took prayer out of schools. Then there was Roe v. Wade. Well, guess what? That Roe v. Wade is gone now. But yet we still have administration, their policies that are destroying the country from within. You see, you can't touch us from outside, but you can destroy yourself within by the policies based upon the king that you voted for and that you elected, and these political leaders that are in control with these legislations and these policies that are destroying the fabric of our country. And many of the policies and things are anti-God or anti-Christ. But see, if we're truly spiritual, we'll understand this truth. He said, you're going to God, that I'm not going to hear you. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we may also be like all the nations, that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all of the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, listen to the voice and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man to his city. You see, we're actually living this right now. We're experiencing a king, a ruler, who said when he was running that he's going to destroy the fossil fuel industry. He's going to shut it down. He's done it. He's still trying to do it. That's why we pray and ask God and say, God, forgive us. And Lord, send revival. God, heal our land. That's why we ask God to pray, Lord, raise up godly leaders who will govern and lead us accordingly. Because, Lord, when you sent your son to die for us on the cross of Calvary, it was to deliver us and set us free from bondage and captivity. And, Lord, we look to you because you are our God and not the government and not the wisdom of man. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. The Spirit of God moves you and blesses financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts be open to hear and receive the gospel. Remember, I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Messiah, and his return is imminent. I love you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.